This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Part one, you need to collect relevant ideas from real people. The point of this is we're not starting with the keyword tool, which is where most people start. They look at the keyword tool, they search for the classic high search volume, good competition, rankable. Forget that. Let's go to real people. Let's be real marketers and solve problems. That's where the money is. Start with this. This is where I collect ideas. I'm just going to quickly explain what each thing on the list is so that when you have this checklist, you understand what it is. If you don't know what it is from the description, then just make a note to yourself. RSS feeds are the little orange things that show up on most blogs. So if I were to put out an SEO news broadcast, then I would just go and check all of the SEO blogs and I would get all the RSS feeds and I would bring them into my feed reader, or in my case I'm using SpeedDash, and I quickly scan them for interesting topics. Coaching is a great idea source. I actually speak to people every single day, and as you know, I have fastwebformula.com. I am email coaching or forum coaching there, so I answer a dozen or two questions every single day. So a pretty good idea about what people want to know in the internet marketing space. And the same is true for business. I have my Silver Circle group. Each week we're on a call and I answer questions on 3 90-minute sessions. By the end of that, I have a very good understanding of the top issues facing business owners. Coaching is a terrific source. It's real questions from real people and they're timely. Questions and topics from the team. My team are always proposing ideas. They'll say, hey boss, we should add this or we should add that. Today we added a brand new package to our SEO website and I will put it in the news that comes out today. Because it's brand new, the team have sent a proposal based on the questions that we've been asked and just an innovation and creativity technique. We're always open to how we can do better. And it's been accepted and we've run with it. Insights are good. You can have a look on Facebook Insights and you can find out a lot about which posts of your Facebook page are most viral, which ones are being talked about more, which one's got the most views. You can also see which things are coming through on alerts for your industry topic news. You could even put your competitors' terms for your alerts and go and see what they're up to and create news around that type of activity. There's Twilerts as well as Google Alerts, so you can also pick up Twitter news. Google Analytics is great. It tells you what things people are finding your site for. It shows you the pages they're visiting, how long they stay, how many pages they visit, what traffic sources. So learn what you can from your analytics, which paths do they take, which ones converted into customers and why. Forums are fantastic. I love forums for ideas. I've gone into forums before and posted a question, what's your biggest challenge? I've created 8 video replies and posted all 8 videos. And that turns into a traffic channel. Video analytics are fantastic. What my team do is they log into our analytics. They have a look where people drop off the videos and they make a note and they record that as a dislike. And they make a note where people spike and go up and rewatch and they note that as a like. So over time, I'm learning what my audience dislike and what they like. Surveys are good. There's, of course, the traditional survey where you send out a, hey, you know, what's your biggest question sort of thing. That's okay, but there's better surveys like the unsubscribe survey. Hey, I noticed you just unsubscribed from this item. Could you please tell me why? Then there's Google Webmaster Tools, which is becoming increasingly important. It shows you how many search queries you're getting for certain phrases, the click-through rate, and the number of searches, and your rank for that phrase. So I'm increasingly focusing on this particular data. It's very, very good, especially when you start off from scratch. You won't have much data, but you'll quickly get your Webmaster Tools firing, and it's going to point you in the right direction to create a continuous improvement with your content flow. Email replies are critical. on every single email you send out, I strongly recommend that you say, please reply. If you've got any questions, hit reply. This is counterintuitive. We think we're going to be swamped. I send out over 70,000 emails a month, and I get one or two replies a day. But the ones I get are fantastic. It's really good feedback. It's giving me ideas. One guy hit reply and said, do you guys do health checks for websites? I turned that into an idea. We broadcast it. We made sales. In fact, interestingly, my web development team have doubled sales in the last 30 days from that one source. Heat maps and split tests. You can run Crazy Egg or Clicktail. I think Google Analytics now have this kind of thing as well. But you can find out what people are clicking on, and you can find out what test wins and learn from that and use that as an idea to discuss with your customers. Your help desk is probably the number one source of ideas. When a customer is asking you for help for something you don't have, that is an idea. When customers show you how your packages work better than you realize they work, that's also terrific. Local meetups are amazing. Anything face-to-face is high, high value. I go along to a Fastweb Formula meetup. I can sit there for 5 hours straight and listen to a lot of different questions and join in on amazing discussions, and I'll get plenty of ideas into my notepad that I'd like to talk about and share with other members. Tools are great, SEMrush, Ahrefs, etc., Google keyword research. I don't use many tools anymore. They're fine as a guide, but if you do the things above this topic, you'll get far better results because it's real. Tools are more or less a guide, the navigation showing you between Frankfurt and Italy via Switzerland. Yeah, great. You sort of get the hang of it. But when you get in the car and drive the route and listen to people and join in conversations and observe things, which is the next point, that's when you're going to really find out stuff.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.